Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And Joe at RT.ie and 51551. There was a lot of festivals on at the weekend. The Independence Festival, unfortunately, in Cork was marred by a horrific tragedy. The Altogether Now Festival, which was on in Waterford near Portlaw, answering the phones here this morning, knew there was a major problem with traffic on Friday night. So let's try and sort it out if we can, mainly, I presume, for next year. But listen to Áine Kelly's story, which is typical, Áine, of a lot of calls we got in. Not them all, but a lot of calls. Go ahead, Áine.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Thanks for taking my call. We left Dublin at 1 p.m. and we arrived into the campsite at 10 p.m. We crossed the Shore Bridge at 2:30 and we were in full traffic from then until we got into the actual Altogether Now Festival.
So, for people who don't know Portlaw and that part of the country, where were you stuck and for how long?
It was just as we came over the Carrick and Shore Bridge. So just as we crossed the River Shore, we basically hit wall-to-wall traffic for 7.5 hours. And we didn't go back roads. We followed the official route as per the Altogether Now website. When we eventually got it, we basically travelled 1 kilometre an hour. That was what we were doing.
Was there any Gardaí? Well, it's the Gardaí who run the roads, or police the roads.
We didn't see any guards, and we actually rang the guards in Carrick-on-Shore 3 times while we were stuck in the traffic.
Yeah.
Because myself and my husband actually started to get quite worried. As you can imagine, 7.5 hours stuck in traffic. Yeah. Passengers in cars were starting to drink, and they were going to the other side of the road where it was free-moving traffic, so I could actually see an accident happening. We didn't witness anything.
Okay, thankfully.
But it was like...
When you got talking to a guard, what did they say?
Yeah. They say, we know what's happening. Don't worry, you'll get there eventually.
But did they know what went wrong?
No, they didn't give us any sort of inclination of what was going wrong. The third time we rang them was because we were caught on a hill and there was kind of a ditch to the side that had like an abandoned exhaust of a car.
Right.
Where there was passengers kind of jumping on it and coming up with a game because obviously people were bored. Now, someone thought it would be a great idea to throw the exhaust onto the road, and I'd say it was about 6 inches away from our car.
And who was the guy from the Carrick Wheelers? Famous cycling
hero,
country.
The hero who doesn't wear a cape. Vincent Kelly who I saw someone had put up a photo of him and tagged his name in it. Mm-hmm. So we were coming down the hill. I'd say we were about 2-3 kilometres still from Carrickmore Estate. He was in all his cycling gear. And he spoke to the people in front of us, the car in front of us, who, strangely enough, lived 15 minutes from the estate, and it had taken them 6.5 hours to get to where they were.
Wow.
He said, follow me, I'll get you to the red gate, I'll take you on the back roads. So convoy of 20 cars went behind him on a 10-minute journey, got to the red gate, one steward at it.
And I suppose I have to ask this question, Fred. What was the festival like? And what was it like leaving yesterday or Sunday, whatever you
know? So I've been going to festivals since I'm maybe 19, 20, and I'm 33 now. It was probably the worst festival I've ever been at. Leave out the music and everything and the comedy, which was very good. Yeah. It just was extremely badly organised.
And was that just the traffic or other stuff?
Well, the traffic was the start of it.
Yeah.
And then the Portaloos were, as far as I know, were never serviced. Multiple of them were broken. They had no, I suppose, advanced plan for the way the weather could change. The place turned into a mud pit.
It is a festival. There's nothing you can do about the weather.
I've no problem with the weather. But I've been to Electric Picnic year after year and there's bark thrown down on the ground. There's areas where there's kind of rubber mats. You know, they do everything they can to try and, I suppose, make it not accessible.
Well, here's the Long Garda statement, because we've been on to them and the organisers. And they basically said, the Garda Síochána are reviewing the policing of the All Together Now Festival. As part of that process, we will examine all aspects of the policing of the event, including traffic management. They go on about the various meetings. As part of the review of the policing plan, and Garda Síochána will meet organised local authority review to analyse the difficulties which arose, especially the traffic congestion, because it is the Gardaí who control the roads, and identifying what can be done in the future to mitigate the large, to mitigate the impact of large volumes of traffic on the routes to the event. We've also had a statement in from the organisers' pod. And remember last year, I wasn't there last year, but last year, the All Together Now Festival, run by the late, great John Reynolds, got an incredible reaction.
Yeah,
incredible
reaction. We had tickets to it last year, but we ended up selling them. So
okay, but this is from pod concerts. The traffic that lots of people experience on Friday was too long. People expect traffic in some shape or form traveling to concerts and to festivals, but what happened on Friday was out of the ordinary. We understand that frustration of the All Together Now audience who travel from all around the country. My own family, this is Will Rolfe, my own family with their one-year-old daughter experienced that traffic along with many others who've shared their stories. We need to make sure that it doesn't happen again. And you know why they're going to make sure it doesn't happen again? It's because
they
want
to run it again.
Now, Lydia Murphy is one of our producers, was at it for the full weekend, and she said, apart from the traffic, which you are right about, Anya, apart from the traffic, she thought it was brilliant.
I'm sure everyone has a different experience of it, but 10 hours from Dublin to Waterford.
Oh, I know. That's,
you know, any goodwill that you could show the festival after that is gone. We left on Sunday night, and my heart was in my mouth driving out of the red car park.
And how did you get on?
Well, I got home safely.
Okay.
But there was one floodlight in the whole car park with no signpost for an exit. We went down the path that leads up to Kirkmore Estate. Not one light on it. I drove with my beams on to try and get out of it.
Okay. Well,
it was so unsafe.
Okay, well, the organisers are listening.
I've already sent them an email.
Okay, well done. And it's one of the few festivals now that's not run by Electric Picnic has gone to Live Nation, hasn't it? And they run Glastonbury. Yeah. They've taken over the world, basically. But the All Together Now Festival is one of the few festivals that's kind of semi-independent at this stage. Mm. But anyway.
But I suppose, Joe, it could have been brilliant.
Yeah. Okay.
And they could have managed it so much better. But when you're sitting in a 10-hour traffic jam and the social media post that's released is, the majority of you are here and we're aware there are some delays, and when you get here, it's lovely. There was no apology. And when their whole thing was about sustainability, the amount of emissions from cars on Friday
The 20 mile, whatever they tell you about that, would have blown some hole in the ozone layer on Friday evening.
But it
reads to me, and I know I've seen these statements before, but it reads to me that both statements from the Gardaí and the organisers seem to have some, if not a lot of contrition in it, that they're going to work on sorting it out, because they can't let it happen a second time at the festival. But anyway, safe and sound, and unfortunately that didn't happen at another festival, which is a tragedy.
My mum did say you'd try and sort it out for us anyway.
Yeah, I'll try. Well, it'll be heard, I hope, and learn from.
Hopefully, yeah, that's
from
the main thing.
Okay, Anya, that's Anya Kelly, 51551 joe@rt.ie.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And joe@rt.ie. Bernie Whelan. Bernie, good afternoon.
How you doing, Joe? How are you?
Good. I see two topics on your call. One is All Together Now, the festival.
It is indeed.
Go ahead.
It was a brilliant weekend, Joe. I have to say, an absolutely brilliant weekend. I know, I was just saying it to your researcher there, where it is actually set is in a rural area.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in your Strad Valley, you know what I mean? It's in a remote area. It's a beautiful, beautiful setting. They can't cope with the volume of traffic that was actually going into it, because them roads are not made for it. So, but I think people should plan their routes a little bit better, you know what I mean? Plan their journeys. You're always going to have traffic problems at festivals. Always. But now, I think maybe the heat and everything had a lot to do with people sitting in traffic and everything like that. But at the same time, the festival organisers, they can't Well, I won't say they can't be held responsible for tailbacks, because everybody was doing the best they can. So, like, there was a guard at one of the junctions, and he explained to me, look, I have to stop you. I can't let you turn off. I have to let this traffic off. And he said, they've been sitting there. And I said, look, I said, that's fine. We'll get there. Yeah. You know what I mean? I think a little bit of patience, a little bit of planning.
Yeah, but in fairness, I take your point, Bernie, and they seem to be very serious about getting to grips with it. Such as because in the main, I think we're getting people saying it was a great festival, except for the traffic. Now, the traffic is the traffic police. I presume the organisers pay the police. It's the organisers can't shut down roads or redirect people anyway. So your second point was, Bernie, about non-alcoholic beer.
My sec, yeah. I work in a restaurant, a bar restaurant, busy spot. And basically, we were there last week, and there was a couple obviously on holiday. And they were with their possibly 7-8-year-old son. And they ordered an alcoholic beverage for themselves, and then they ordered a Heineken Zero for their son. And one of the young waiters came to me and he said to me, look, they've ordered a Heineken Zero for their son. And yeah. I said, what? And I looked, like, this child was definitely only 7 or 8. And I said, no, we can't actually serve it. So we explained to them that even though it's a Heineken Zero, there is still a certain amount of alcohol in it, which I think is 0.03, something like that.
Okay.
Nothing major. But at the same time, why do you want to give your child a drink that tastes like alcohol, even though there's no alcohol in it, especially at that young age?
Good point. But
I was just a little bit confused. Yeah.
Bernie, is there an age limit on non-alcoholic beer?
I actually don't know, Joe.
Okay, we'll
try and find out. I'm not the licensee holder, so at the same time, I didn't want to be put in a position where I said yes and served it.
Okay, Bernie, stay with us. Okay, 51551. Fiona, your point, please.
Oh, hi, Joe. Yeah, after sitting in the traffic, when we were all, including myself, drinking while we were sitting there.
This was all together now,
All together now, and then we got parked in the car park, and it was a trail, okay, over through the grass, up and down hills, then down through a dirt track, then over bridges, then up another track, then around the bend, around another track, and it was filthy dirty. The smell of pee was just horrendous. There was bottles, cans, filth just everywhere along the trail because everyone had obviously been sitting in their cars for too long, and they didn't seem to care then at this stage of it, leave no trace. It was just horrendous. And then we got there at about near 12 midnight. We had missed all the bands we went to see for Friday night, and then thank God friends came to meet us at the gate, because there's no way we would have been able to find where they were camped. The campsite was horrendous. There was no fire lanes. There was no way of getting through. There was no walkways whatsoever. Everyone was on top of everyone. And I've been to, we go to festivals every year, all the time. Okay, fantastic. The Electric Picnic. We're campers. We have all our gear. We like to cook. We like to, set up the camp and be comfortable for the weekend. There was none of that. You couldn't do anything.
Well, did the weather didn't help, did it, unfortunately?
Well, the weather doesn't bother me. We've all the gear, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it does bother if fields do turn to muck if it's teeming.
There was actually
And there was no rain, exactly, actually. We left Saturday, okay, because when we got there, it was so late. I went back and complained that the camping site was a fire hazard and a health and safety hazard. They didn't offer me any other area to camp. And the barrier was a 10, 12-foot steel barrier all the way around the campsite. And everyone was using it as a piss wall. And it was just horrendous. And that was the first thing we saw Saturday morning, was guys peeing up against the thing because there was no toilets. There was no toilets even at the car park. And then the toilets in the arena were manky. Okay. They were the worst I'd ever seen.
Okay, stay there, Fiona. Barry, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. It wasn't my experience, I must say. Now, I mean, I take it about the traffic. I had a good chat with some of the production people on Saturday, and they did remind me that it's the Garda who come up with the traffic plan.
Yeah.
So if they don't police their traffic plan, that's their problem. The stewards aren't allowed to go out onto motorway exits or whatever and start guiding traffic. So the Garda needs to be to address this for next year, I think. But otherwise, I just found it a fantastic festival. I take the point, there are teething problems. Maybe there weren't enough toilets. I didn't personally. In fact, Joe, I met you at one of the toilets and it was fine. If you remember, I was a man talking to you about Trinity. But, you know, they were fine inside and they were fine where I was camping.
Where were you camped?
Unfortunately, I have to say, I was at the artist camping, which wasn't as bad. But I did have friends that did go over to the other camping areas and they were fine. It was the one next to the one where the entrance to the artist was. But I was in there for a good long time afterwards, and it was fine. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have any complaints. But I agree completely about the traffic. But yes, there are teething problems, and I, you know, maybe they'll be able to get a bit better next year. They did raise the numbers up a bit, and that probably had an effect on it. I'm just thinking of my own personal experience. I had an absolute blast. And I just thought it was from a just musically people, the age group. I just thought it was like the Electric used to be. I've been to Electric like very recently, and it was like deluge. And it reminded me of what the pictures you'd see on the campsites in France, you know, at the border. I'm kind of done with Electric. It's just got too big, too greedy. But this, I must say, you know. She's got to get it right next year, and if the guards can get the traffic time, all the better, because I loved it.
Fiona,
I'm sorry about your experience.
Fair play to you. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I had fun the Friday night I was there, but not the facilities. I thought they were too short. They didn't put enough thought into, you know, I'm in my 50s, and the first concert I went to was in Slane camping, and I'm well seasoned to it, and I just thought it was really bad. They didn't put enough thought into it and enough care into. They said it was going to be like, you know, they'll attract the older crowd from the other festivals to this one, and they got such a huge brilliant review last year that, you know, we all went this year. And I was actually looking at their plans, okay, for their license. I could only find their license plan for last year, and their drawings for the camp area looks the exact same as it was this year. And there was only 15,000 last year. This year there was 25,000. So why wasn't the plan different?
Okay,
did they not have more camping areas?
There's another Fiona King on. Another Fiona. Fiona King. Fiona.
Hi, Joe.
Your experience.
Yeah, no, well, our experience was we left Dublin at 11:30, we left Dublin, and we just were bringing our kids up to be minded for the weekend, so we hit Tramore at about 2:30, so then we left Tramore at 3:00, and we travelled quite quickly, and then we were redirected. There seemed to be this one Garda that was on the road, and he was kind of redirecting traffic so that you couldn't go through Portlaoise. You were redirected to Carrick. So anyway, it ended up, I think we seemed to, for some reason, at about half three, I think we were about 12 kilometres from the venue. And then about 2 hours later, I think we were even more kilometres. Now, my geography isn't great, so I kind of didn't know really where I was. But it ended up about 7 hours in traffic, this kind of cavalcade of traffic.
And who says hero? I see his name calling
hero,
him Vincent Kelly.
So there was a lot of heroes, to be honest.
Okay.
First of all, we kind of blocked off this whole estate, so the community of Portlaoise couldn't even get out. And all of them were kind of, you know, coming over, chatting to us, because we were getting out of the cars. A lot of people kind of making new friends, nearly. There was a good atmosphere. I know we were there, and it was like, it was intense. It was kind of... You know, this is about 5 hours on the road, making about a kilometre, you know, over a couple of hours. But, like, they offered us, you know, if we wanted to go to the toilet, there was offers of cups of tea.
This is from people in the homes along the road?
This is from people, all along the road, all along the estate. Kind of amazing camaraderie, you know, in the community. And there was a bit of crack as well. People were getting out of cars, sharing food. Now, I know, I might be putting a bit of a utopian spin on it, but still, look, you know, there was a good enough atmosphere. But then, anyway, continued on and just weren't moving. So we rounded kind of a corner, and this fella on a bike, Vincent Kelly is his name, happens to be, I think, the brother of Sean Kelly.
Ah, well, then, because Carrick and Sean Kelly are synonymous and cycling, so...
Absolutely,
okay,
yeah.
So Vincent Kelly, stand up, Vincent Kelly, yeah, on your bike and take a bow.
Yeah, started talking to a few of us and said, look, you know, there's basically about another 7 kilometres of back-to-back traffic. You're going to be probably another 3 or 4 hours. I think there was a fella in a van as well. And he said, look, if you turn around, follow me, we'll kind of go down all these boreens and I'll have you in about 10, 15 minutes. So we were kind of nervous because we were thinking, well, look, you know, you could end up going down all these boreens and you'd still be blocked off. And then actually there was two young fellas as well I saw get out of a car. One of them had a hardy stick and I think they were given the same instructions. So it was like the community was trying to help, was trying to support people. So anyway, a few of us just said, oh, look, there's nothing to lose at this stage, sure. Yeah. You know, we're missing half the acts. I think Nina Cherry was due on at that stage. So anyway, went with him and he brought us down all these, like on his bike, brought us down all these kind of, you know, roads. And we were in about 15 minutes. We couldn't believe it.
Okay, well done, Vincent.
So
well done, Vincent.
He was amazing, yeah. And like, just to say as well, Patty Smith, who absolutely rocked it, like she did say, like, you know, you kind of have to get things into perspective. Like, it's not as if we were in a war zone or a conflict zone.
Okay,
like,
but I think, but in fairness to the Gardaí and the organisers, that both of them are on the same hymn sheet, pardon, saying that they have to sort out the traffic for next year. Okay, Fiona King, Barry, Fiona, Bernie Whelan, 51551.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
The Wizard of Oz, one of the most beloved movies of all time. A family favourite, a timeless classic. This December, be enchanted. Catch it on the big screen with the RTE National Symphony Orchestra performing its iconic score with stunningly remastered images live to picture on a giant screen. Wednesday, December 18th at the National Concert Hall. See rte.ie/nso.